Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Do you guys know people that absolutely can't be on time?
Oh, it's the worst.
Late every single time.
Absolutely. Yep.
Doesn't matter how early they start planning. They're going to be late no matter what. Well, there's one TikToker that is online this weekend saying you need to give them a bit of a break. And employers do also. If you have an employee that's late all the time, it's not their fault. They are suffering from time blindness.
That's not going to go over well.
That's a legit thing.
We talked about it on the show before.
Oh, here we go. Hold on. All right, Cassie, you're going to stick up for her.
Yeah, it affects people with ADHD and autism. Time blindness is a very real thing. It is very different from not paying attention to time. So if you're one who's just like, oh, la-di-da, it's going to be fine, that's different. That's not what we're talking about. And asking for accommodations to me, like, I feel like is a little much because I think not every employer, and it depends on your shift start time too, but I think a lot of if you're salaried employees, like 10 to 15 minutes flexibility is usually what I have found to be accepted in my past. It's a legitimate thing. I actually suffer for it. I have a very hard time being on time, literally no matter how early I leave, especially because stuff always happens on the way out the door.
Do you end up on time?
Sometimes, and sometimes I don't. And I've literally just started to accept the fact that I'm going to be late.
I do not think that using the I have ADHD, I can't be on time is legit.
Why? It's a mental condition.
Oh, come on, man. So discipline yourself to get there on time, even if you have ADHD. You and I always disagree on this. I feel like sometimes you really want to like take the very minority of people and apply it to a global community. So maybe that applies to such a small percentage. So you're saying, look, if you have ADD, it's going to be okay if you show up late to work. The other employees don't matter at all.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's a legitimate thing and it's a legitimate thing people struggle with. And just because it's a minority doesn't mean it's not important and it doesn't matter to that community. I do think there are ways like time blindness. The other side of it is you're always super duper early. So the way I combat it is I put stuff in my calendar for half an hour earlier than I'm supposed to be there. And then I forget what time I'm supposed to be there. And I look at my calendar and I'm super duper early or I'm always 10 to 15 minutes late. So I have done things in my life to try and help me make sure I am on time. I don't think that the world needs to bend and change to a minority, but I think we can have compassion and understanding that for some people, that is a real struggle.
Like, where would be the compromise here? Because, like, our show starts at 6, so we can't push the start of the show. So I'm wondering, like, where would the compromise be there?
Well, the compromise would be like, hey, the show starts at 6, but your arrival time is 5:45. That's when you start your shift. And then that person should be like setting their arrival time for 5:30 so that they end up making it by 5:45. That's how it should look. And then even if you're late, you know, 5:45 is your hard deadline. You still got that 15. You have to build in time is what you have to do.
Yeah, you have to take accountability for your own, if you want to call it,
your time
blindness. You have to take accountability for it. And it's not your supervisor to say you got to be there at 5:45. It's up to you to take responsibility to say, okay, this is the way my time blindness works. And I have to schedule for 5:45.
No, I mean, I agree. The responsibility is on the individual. But I also think as a supervisor, if someone comes to you and says, I have severe ADHD, time blindness is part of that. Mm-hmm. I've taken these steps to ensure nothing happens. Well, then you as a supervisor can have a little bit of compassion and empathy if that person runs late because you know they have a legitimate condition that makes them blind to time. It's a real phrase.
No, and I believe that it's legit, especially for those who deal with ADD and ADHD. But she wanted the company to make allowances for her. So is that, I don't know, is that typical? Is that atypical for somebody with that condition to ask for like special allowances?
Did she say she even had ADHD? She didn't even say that she even has it.
No, I'm only saying that's the context that I know it in.
Yes.
And no, I think it would be tough. But again, if you have a disability of some sort and stuff like ADHD can be considered a disability in the workplace, she is trying to address it and ask for allowances. I don't think there's anything wrong with asking, but at the same time, I don't think the employer is saying, listen, your shift starts at 10 a.m. We really need you to be on deck with everybody else. Your role is important. I don't think they're out of line for that either.
How many people that don't have ADHD are now going to be saying to their bosses, like, wait a second, I'm late. It's not me. It's my ADHD, even though I don't have ADHD.
There will definitely be a-holes that take advantage of that. I think that's another like small minority of people who would do that. But will there be people who do that? Yes, because there are horrible people out there who take advantage of other people's disabilities all the time.
Someone commented, I'll accept your time blindness if you agree to accept my payroll blindness. It only seems fair. Tracy, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
I was going to say that my friends and family that I do social things with are constantly, constantly, constantly late. And there's been situations where I've actually seen, like, how my sister prepares to leave the house. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I think that if you know that you are constantly late, you do have an advantage because you know you are that person. You cannot get gas the morning of. You get gas the night before. You lay out your clothes. You take a shower the night before. If you have to pick out your makeup, your accessories, everything that needs to be done ahead of time, do that. Think about what's going to come up. Premeditate everything that could possibly happen. If your tire sensor's on, get air in your tire. There are some things that we cannot control, like a horrific traffic accident, but there are things that we can control, and we just choose not to because they've gotten into the mindset of, oh, I'm always late, or this is coming up, or that's coming up. You can control it, and it drives me insane. I'm not the early person, but I'm on time. I believe that when you're late, it is a blatant disrespect of other people's time. And that's it. I'm sorry.
I felt that in my soul.
Me too.
Oof, all right.
She's been dealing with that for a long time.
I really thought that this would be a 60-second conversation. We all said it was going to be ridiculous and we'd move on, but I was wrong. Hey, Mo, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
You know what? I honestly cannot even stress how much I agree with the caller right before me. As a manager that has hired people for the last 10 years, I have seen this trend, and it's extremely frustrating. I've had employees that live 15 minutes from the job and still show up late. I do agree that I think it's just a disrespect for some people's time. Like she said, if you know that you're going to be late, you prepare the previous day. People who have kids drives me nuts that they blame it on their kids. We couldn't get out because of my kids. It is the most ridiculous thing to me. And, you know, Cassie, I love you. I love all of you guys. But everything is not, like Bert said, grabbing that little bit of straw of, oh, we have a disability. You know, I have a son that is on the spectrum. I don't know when the last time I did sit there and blame the spectrum for the disabilities and the chaos in my household. We need to stop doing it. Stop doing it.
Thank you for calling. And she said it twice. She's
No, I mean, and I think I want to be clear. I'm not advocating you get to show up late willy-nilly and just be like, I have ADHD. But I think we don't look at things like ADHD or some people on the autism spectrum who are super severe. We don't acknowledge them. They're just kind of, because so many people live so well and so easily with them. But then you find people who get on meds for ADHD and they're like, my life has completely changed. I had no idea how hard my life was until I got on the meds, and now I feel so different. It's finally easy. So I think sometimes we look at conditions like those and we're like, you'll be fine. Everyone has that, deal with it.
That's a good point.
And we write it off. And for some people, it's more severe than others. So I'm just asking for empathy for the individual, not a blanket change and everyone's inconvenience.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey guys. So I've suffered with ADHD for my entire life, and it's pretty bad. Even with medications, it's bad. But I know that. I'm aware of it, and I realize it's a problem. And so I take the responsibility on myself to have multiple apps on my phone to help me organize my life. I've got a calendar app and multiple alarms so that I make sure I get up in the morning. I drive at an hour and 20 minutes to my job every day, and I'm hardly ever late. And when I am late, it's for legitimate reasons. I had a flat, or, you know, there's something that legitimately was outside of my control. And so to me, you know, being someone who suffers from it, it's just laziness and it's just excuses. You know you have a problem, you take effort to make it better on yourself. You know, it's all about putting in an effort. And to me, it's just, I don't like it at all. It's just an excuse.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. I really thought we'd spend 60 seconds on that. I have no idea.
Now, here we are.
No idea.
10 minutes later.
Get it. The Burt Show.